Oh my gosh, are you serious? I am like crying, not for reals, but I have all this mascara just going inside of my eyeball and it needs to stop. It's about that time of the day where it's just all flaking off and my eyes are burning. Oh my God. Oh my God, anybody have a napkin? This is ridiculous. No? No one has a napkin. No.
Oh my God.
Oh, there's a napkin. Thank you. Oh my God. Now that my eyeballs are cleared of mascara, I can properly introduce myself. It's Ellie Cruz, and this is Tell It to Ellie, the advice podcast that I am starting. Lots of fun. Love it. Loving these questions that are being sent to me. And, you know, I hope you guys are liking what I'm saying. I don't know. Let me know. But this week, it's actually not someone who's anonymous. It is this lovely sweetheart. Her name is Alyssa. And she sent me a question that really resonated with me because I feel like I've gone through this as a child when I was like in my preteen years and my teenage years. And oh man, just hormones all over the place. So. Thank you so much for sending this question. Really appreciate it. So it starts like this. Alyssa says, "My school is pretty great, but the only problem is that I've never had a boyfriend before. But I feel kind of pressured to have one since like all of my friends are in relationships. I don't want to have a boyfriend at all yet because I'm way too young, but I just feel pressure into having one by others. So what do I do?" Alyssa, thank you so much for sending in this question. I feel like I relate so much to it, and I wish someone had maybe spoke to me and told me, "Hey, you don't have to cry over every boy that you meet." I'm like, chill. But you've basically answered the question yourself. You feel like you're not ready, and since you already know how you feel, I really think you should start focusing on that. We do live in a time where people just have no disclosure. We're putting everything out there in the public, on our social media pages, putting filters on everything. And usually we're only seeing the good parts. So we begin to kind of compare our quote unquote basic lives, you know, over other people's edited lives. So it's easy to think, oh man, my life sucks. Their life is so much better. Maybe I should do that. And I can completely sympathize with you. There's so many times that I'm scrolling through Instagram. I'm like, oh my goodness, I wish I had a body like that. I wish I had a closet like that. I wish I had hair like that. I wish I had makeup like that. I wish I had money like that. But then once you start comparing everything that you're doing to other people's lives, you start missing out on what you already have. And right now, I can tell you that what you have is strength. I totally wish I was your age. And knew what I wanted, and knew that I wasn't ready, and knew that I was like, okay, I don't want to do this, so I'm going to focus on something else. Instead, what I did was pathetic and went and started crying over boys that I met like a day and all of a sudden thought that I was like in love with them. It's so embarrassing. I hate talking about it, but that's just how I was. I was just overly emotional. I don't know why. And if you were to start doing everything just because everyone else is doing it, you'll probably begin to realize that you're not enjoying yourself because you actually didn't want that and you didn't feel ready for it. So why do something if you don't feel ready for it, you know? I had a boyfriend pretty young. I actually had a boyfriend at 14, and it wasn't a bad relationship. I think it was a great relationship for a first time. But now that I look back on it, I do feel like I've relied so heavily on that relationship and on that person to make me feel brave. And because of that, I feel like I missed out on such a vital time where I could have conquered my fears, discovered myself, and relied on myself. And it's not just romantic relationships where people do that or where you hold yourself back. It's actually friendships as well. There's a lot of people who depend on their best friends to do everything with them. And, oh, I have to go to the party with so and so. I can't leave without so and so. If she doesn't text me, then we're not BFFs. And relying so heavily on somebody else can be so detrimental because you're not looking within yourself to find strength. You're kind of going to other people to find strength. And honestly, in a time of need where people can't get to you and you need to rely on yourself, that's when it's so important. I think that you're showing a lot of strength and maturity for someone your age. Like, you just started high school and you already know what you want and you already know what you're ready for. And that's something that a lot of people that age can't even say or even admit to. And I think what the issue that you're having right now is that you are not believing in your decision. You're not believing in yourself. So I really think you should just go about your life without letting other people's decisions on their personal lives affect yours. And I'm not saying people in relationships are bad or that they're stupid or that we should look down upon them. No, not at all. Not at all. But what I am saying is that you should be very confident in what you're already telling yourself and what you have already decided. You're a young girl discovering yourself, and it's such an amazing time for you. And I really wish you the absolute best. And I want you to have the best high school experience. I want you to make so many friends. I want you to talk to everybody, learn about different personalities, you know, be nice to people, be good to people, be generous to people, love people. And high school is an amazing experience, and I am just so happy for you. Thank you so much for disclosing this question and asking me it. It made me feel really nice because I feel like when I was your age, I really wish I had someone that was telling me this. I mean, I had my mother telling me, you don't need a man, you don't need this. But of course, when you listen to your mom, it just doesn't really like compute in your mind. You're just like, well, whatever my mom says, she's just doing it because she just doesn't want me to have fun. But I really wish I had someone who was maybe slightly older than me, who was kind of leading me by the hand like, no, Ellie, you're fine. You really don't need a boyfriend right now. Like, really think about it. Do you really want to be in a serious relationship right now for 5 years? Do you really want to? I don't know. So good luck with everything, Alyssa, and do well in school. Be awesome. Trust yourself. Love yourself. And I'm proud of you, girl. If you're interested in submitting your question to Tell It to Ellie and possibly being on my podcast, just head on over to 93Q.com, click on Features, then click on Tell It to Ellie Podcast, and the submission form is right up in your face. Also, I have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Ellie93Q, and an email, Ellie at 93Q.com. So if you want to ask a question through there, that is totally fine. I will accept it. Thank you again for listening, and I'll be back next week with another great question. Bye!